This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Saturday, November 11th, God's word for you today is Biblical Attitudes, Part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 127, verse 1, and it says, "Except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Except the Lord keeps the city, the watchman wakes but in vain." The second biblical attitude for work metamorphosis and to have a work that God blesses is, you must, I must, understand who you are really working for. Even if you are self-employed or running your business, you are still not working for yourself. So, you and I need to understand who we are really working for, because if you get this, our lives will change completely. Even if you are the number one person in your organization, you are not without accountability. If you understand who you are really working for, your life will change. In your career, in your job, you need to understand that beyond your boss, it is God you are really working for. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 to 24 says, "Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord, rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ." The master you are serving is Christ, not the customer. It is popularly said in business that your customer is your boss. However, beyond that, if you serve every customer like you would serve Christ, your business will skyrocket. If you attend to every customer as though Jesus walked into your business and you are serving him, your business will change and your profits will go up. Why? It is because you will give your customers the best. But guess what? Most people see their customers as an interruption. Sometimes in paid employment, people see their bosses as an interruption. So, the boss walks into the office and they're frowning. That needs to change. You need to change. You need to understand who you are really working for. The truth is, any job can be an act of worship, and this is God's heart for our work, our careers, and our jobs. Any job can be an act of worship if done in God and for God. Enthew, understanding who the boss really is. The third biblical attitude for work metamorphosis is you must concentrate on building character. When it comes to work, most people are looking for opportunities to build their resume and build their careers. But God is saying you should focus on building your character, because when you develop, you will be like a magnet to opportunities even within your workplace. While you are not taking your resume or achievements to heaven, you are taking yourself to heaven. So, God wants you to develop your character. Psalm 105 verse 19 says, "The Lord tested Joseph's character." Let us pray. Father, please build my work ethics, build my character, build me in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.